Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Honest Women. Welcome back to Hot Take Thursday, where Jessica and I answer a listener question that is related to the topic that we talked about on Tuesday. What did we talk about Tuesday, Jess?
Did you want me to sing it again? It's the end of the world as we know it.
A request for a song.
Listen, guys, I know I don't have a singing voice. Do you know how hard it is to know you don't have a singing voice, but still just go ahead and sing on a podcast?
I'm proud of you.
So you don't have to write in and tell me how terrible my voice is. Guess what, guys? I really don't give a shit. I like to sing.
Hot take. I like your songs, Jess.
Wow. You know what? Thank you.
There we go. That's it. That's the whole thing for today. Yeah. So we are going to talk about these end of the world type questions that pop up, and they're a little tough. I just want to remind everyone that we may not be right. We do have opinions. Take this with a grain of salt. If you feel happy with what we say, let us know. If you feel mad, let us know.
I agree.
No press is bad press. That's what we've learned. But this really is supposed to be a thoughtful dialogue starter. And this most certainly is not therapy. Like, nothing you hear is going to be therapeutic, probably.
I often don't show up as a therapist for Hot Take Thursday. I think that's what is a little refreshing. I can just show up as me.
Yeah. I'm kind of always the same. This is also why I get nervous.
Okay. Me too.
First question. Are you ready?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm asking it anyway.
I have heart palpitations.
Me too. All right. Here we go. Dear Honest Women, I'm really worried about some of the social issues that impact our kids. And some of these, like the push for gender-neutral bathrooms or the things that our schools are teaching about gender and sexuality, are really quick to get shut down in conversation. I feel like I can't share my thoughts or fears without being dragged through the mud. Help.
Ooh. I feel you, listener. Mm-hmm. I totally feel you. Mm-hmm. And I agree.
Yeah, for those of us who are just listening and not watching, Jess and I both literally just backed up in our chairs simultaneously, not planned. There is a physical response for me to issues that are considered controversial or hot button issues. This is not how I always was.
No.
This is something that was developed in me in COVID times.
The last 4 years.
Yeah. I just felt like having an opinion on lots of things just led to so much anger and resentment and discord. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found that my personal response to all the things is to back up, like literally physically back up. That is what I did after I read that question. Take it away, Jess.
Oh, I know. I knew you were going to do that. No, here's the deal. In our episode on Tuesday, we really highlighted fear and how much fear has been injected into our society. Here is where I have a lot of fear, because we have removed the ability to have an opinion. I very firmly believe that, which has then led to those of us who aren't natural rule followers to then just saying it very inappropriately, very loudly, because you want to be heard and you feel like you're not allowed to say anything. It has created utter distress, myself included. So these topics are important to me as well. They are very important to me. And I myself feel like I cannot contribute to a conversation if my opinion is different than the collective. What word am I looking for here? Collective.
We'll just say then the majority.
The majority. There we go.
Yeah.
And naturally, as Andrea, you know this about me. Mm-hmm. Naturally, I like to argue the other side.
She loves this. I don't understand it. I mean, honestly, Jess, I always think I know where you stand. And then sometimes you'll be like, no, I don't really think that. And I'm like, what? Why are you arguing then? I don't get it. And I know you've been through some shit for this, especially during like COVID times. I can only imagine what that's like for you when you're like, I was only halfway through my sentence.
And I get shut down.
Get cut off. Right. Shot down. Eviscerated. You're like, dude, I was just being contrary.
Which is half of why we started this podcast is I was like, listen, I like to argue the other side. It gives perspective. I might not even agree with the side in which I'm arguing, but oftentimes I do it because the person is so stuck in their own opinion that they are refusing to hear anything outside of that opinion. So I'll argue the other side. And before 2020, I could do it all the time and have really awesome conversations with people about things. And then all of a sudden COVID happened and you were labeled, myself included, like a bigot or a racist or like you don't like people. You want people to die. You name it. I have never experienced that in my entire life just by asking a question that was different than what the majority was saying. And that's what I hear with this listener and why I kind of have like a trauma response to hot topics now. I am scared to even say anything because, I mean, people come after you like with pitchforks if you dare question what they are saying.
Yes. And I just want to call out the fact that we're not going to tell you what we think about any of these topics.
No.
And so we have touched on hot topics before. We've touched on a number of them, school shooting being one, where it was actually really, really stressful for us to sit down and record those, even knowing that we weren't going to really say anything about what we think. Because that's not the point of this. We're not here to tell you what our opinions are. We're here to create a conversation around difficult things.
You know what I find too, Andrea? And what I've really noticed is that when we remove the content, like the hot topic itself, and just have a conversation with somebody, majority of people actually agree.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating. This is why I like to speak in different ways and why people often don't know where I stand on things.
Right.
Like school shootings. I will say that majority of the country, or at least in my world, and you know this, and we've looked at the research, all agree.
Yeah, we don't like them. School shootings are bad.
But we're told that we're not. Like, we're told that we're not. And same with having a conversation about gender-neutral bathrooms and anything that has to do with sexuality is I very much believe that we've been told that we disagree. Mm-hmm. And so we go into these conversations assuming that we do not agree on this thing. And it's like a heightened conversation before it even starts. And I felt it going into this conversation. Yeah. And that's the point. We should be able to have conversation, especially when it has to do with our kids.
Right.
Ugh,
absolutely.
Getting fired up.
I know. As I think about this and I just try to back up to the process, I guess one thing for this listener to keep in mind and for both of us to keep in mind is that people respond to these heightened topics in different ways. Some people, like old Jessica, Jessica 1.0, wanted to lean in and discuss, right? Wanted to duke it out. I used to love to debate. I used to love it. Some people get very anxious and attacking and fearful. Some people don't want to have anything to do with it. So I almost wonder, is it possible that you're trying to hop into a conversation about a loaded topic with someone who just doesn't want to participate or someone who's never going to talk to you? We know which of these things are going to cause elevated blood pressure, right? We almost need to ask, hey, this is something that I'm pretty stressed about. Can we talk about it? You know, maybe get permission. I know we don't totally agree here, but I'm wondering if we can make some space for this because I'm anxious. Because that's the point. I'm anxious and I want to talk to you and I want us to come to the same conclusion so that I feel better. And if that's what I'm really seeking is feeling better, feeling more understood, feeling less anxious, we want to make sure we're not stepping into conversations that are just booby trapped, basically. You know, they're just destined to fail.
I've learned to lean in, and I know I say this a lot, with curiosity and asking questions. A lot of times that's for me to diffuse my own visceral response to a topic, but really it's when somebody has a differing opinion, right? So say one person wants gender neutral bathrooms and the other person is completely against it. Now, if the person who is all for it can lean in with curiosity and ask questions, I'm just curious. That's nobody does this. I watch it now that I observe more and don't lean into it. Nobody says, I'm curious. Why are you for? Help me understand how you got to that.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a story that led them to that belief. Not everybody. Some people say, well, that's what's right. And that, I don't know that that's worthy of like, I don't think that person's going to be able to have a really in-depth conversation if that's their basis, right? Mm-hmm. My own opinion.
Right.
But when we lean in and say, help me understand how you got there, 9 out of 10 times when I do that, I step back and I think to myself, okay, I might not agree again, but I totally understand why you support that. Totally understand. And I have respect for it because I understand it.
I love that. And I also love the idea of starting from some assumed common ground. I'm really curious about how you got there. I know you love your children and I know you love all the children in our school. I feel the same way. We both want what's best for our kids and all kids. And we believe in the safety and security of all of our children. Somehow we ended up on opposite sides. So I want to know more, right? Now, don't get me wrong. Your blood may be fucking boiling, right? And if you find that when you enter this conversation, you cannot keep your cool, you need to exit.
You do.
Not because your opinion is wrong, but because you're not going to get anywhere.
You've lost logic.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've been there.
Me too. Actually, I have a confession. I have a confession about a moment like this. But first, before I give my confession, I want to say directly to this listener, listen, our dear friend who feels like every time you just want to share your thoughts or opinions or fears or positions, and you feel like you get dragged through the mud, you get called names or trashed or any of these things, that should not be happening to you. And I just want to say, like, I'm so sorry that that is the circumstance. Nobody deserves to be called nasty names or treated like they're an idiot because of their thoughts and opinions and fears and feelings. And so I had to say that.
Do you want to give me your confession now? I feel I'm on the other side of the confessional. It's like Catholic Church.
Okay, here's the confession.
But nobody would let me be a priest because I'm a female. Anyways, go ahead.
It's actually a little close to what I'm about to mention. I'm not going to give details on this situation. But this happened fairly recently where I was with extended family. An extended family member brought up what I would consider a hot topic. I would actually consider it a topic that I don't need to engage that much with until this person brought up their stance on something. And I did not agree. I have never been closer to like Jersey Shore turning over a table than I was at that dinner. I could feel my heart rate climbing. This is where fighting Andrea wants to come out. And listen, I can debate you into the ground and I can try and make you feel stupid too. I mean, it was all there. We eventually were able to stop the conversation in the moment. And I went back to my room. I like couldn't sleep. I was enraged about this topic and what this person thought. And also I still to this day think they're wrong. Real wrong. And I'd love to have a real conversation about that sometime, not at the dinner table in front of my children, which is what I said.
Can I mediate it?
Yeah, maybe it's going to be like a wrestling match. Here's the thing. So extended family. This person was someone I was going to see the next day. I was seething the next morning at breakfast. I did not want to sit at the same table. I was like radiating. No, right? And then over the course of a few hours, I was like, what am I doing? I cannot live like this. I can totally agree. And I can even think very unkind things about how they feel about an issue. But like, that's on me. Giving myself permission to be nasty or withdrawn or any of the bad things that I was being. that was my thing to own and hold. And so I had to have a real come to Jesus with myself and be like, girl, you can't act like that. If for no other reason than to set an example that we don't let social issues cause relational drama. So I did go up to this person and I said, hey, I mean, it was just like radiating. I know we really disagreed last night and I don't like feeling this distressed with you. We could have a real conversation about that at some point when it was appropriate, or we can let it lie. But I'd like to be good with you. And the other person said, thank you for saying that. And we moved the fuck on.
Good job.
Because we did not have to agree. And honestly, it would probably be better if we never talked about it again.
I agree. Because I know what story you're referring to, mm-hmm. I think you both individuals just have very strong opinions about that topic. Mm-hmm. And neither one of you is going to change the other person's opinion. Mm-mm. I think perhaps you could understand the other person or how they got there. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's irrelevant. Neither one of you is going to change the world by having that conversation. It's just agree to disagree.
Yeah. There are just some things that we don't need to talk about with everyone or with anyone. Cast your vote. Speak up when appropriate. But maybe this isn't dinner table conversation. Maybe it just isn't.
Mm-mm.
Whew. Hot take?
Hot take Thursday.
I'm kind of heated.
I feel good though now.
I know you do. I'm a little like vulnerability hangover right now. It's okay. We said that we would take on tough issues and questions. And I hope that we've been able to do that today with, some tough love, but love.
Lots of love. Yeah. Lots of love.
So if you want to submit your own Hot Take Thursday question to us, please join our Facebook group. It's the best place. And Jess and I do carefully moderate so that we can have interesting conversations that don't get into nastiness. So join us there and we'll see you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend. And check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.